You're listening to SBS News.
Despite a fall in the daily number of coronavirus cases to just 0.2%, authorities in Australia are moving to ramp up the testing regime to potentially include people who do not have coronavirus symptoms. South Australia was the first state to expand its testing to include any resident with coronavirus symptoms as part of a two-week blitz. That period is due to end on Thursday, and South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says it is time to expand the testing even further.
We'll be looking further at targeted testing as well as potentially some sentinel or surveillance testing in the general population.
The state's acting chief medical officer, Mick Cusack, says while there are not enough resources to test everybody in the community, so-called sentinel testing would allow authorities to conduct random testing to pick up people in the community who are spreading the disease but are asymptomatic. It comes as the chief medical officer, Brendan Murphy, says a high level of testing is needed to contain the virus and potentially consider lifting social distancing restrictions.
We presented to the National Cabinet today advanced versions of what we're calling our pandemic intelligence plan and our surveillance plan, our plan to test extensively.
Sentinel testing is already being used in countries overseas, with New Zealand beginning the process in hotspots earlier this month. The national death toll has reached 81 after a sixth aged care resident died at Sydney's Newmarch House. Anglicare Sydney says the man had multiple health issues. Meanwhile, a number of deaths linked to a psychiatric facility has jumped to 15. Information on the cluster at the Albert Road Clinic, run by Ramsay Healthcare, was only reported publicly on Friday. 15 people, including 6 patients, have tested positive to COVID-19 since the 24th of March. Dr. Annelies van Diemen defended the handling by health authorities of the situation.
Every case that is diagnosed is contacted, is contact traced, and that occurred for every case in this outbreak. So the fact that the Victorian public found out about these cases yesterday doesn't mean that nothing's been happening since the 24th of March. It's not the same thing, but we are obviously reviewing all of the actions that have been undertaken, and if there is anything that needs to change in processes, either at Albert Road Clinic or at the department, we will take that on board.
Queensland's weekly COVID-19 tally has dropped by more than two-thirds as the number of fines issued by police increases. Only 16 patients tested positive for the virus in the week to Saturday, even with expanded testing criteria. 33 Queenslanders were fined in the 24 hours to Saturday, with a total of 1,354 fines issued since March the 27th. New South Wales police say while most people are obeying social distancing, about 1% are not. Among those charged was a 23-year-old man in Blacktown who told officers he was on his way to a mate's party after having already received 5 infringement notices for not obeying public health orders. New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Karen Webb says 23 fines have been issued in the 24 hours to Saturday afternoon.
It's about 1% of the population that are not adhering to the social distancing. Now, whether that's arrogance, ignorance, or entitlement, I'm not sure. But it's certainly frustrating for police. It's not an area we want to be in. But until everyone plays their part in this, then we'll continue to act.
Victoria Police issued 55 fines over the same period. Reflecting on Anzac Day during the COVID-19 pandemic, Vietnam War veteran John Shepherd says the message of the Anzac spirit and sacrifice is relevant.
People that have been in conflict, everyone makes a huge sacrifice. That's exactly what the population of Australia on their home ground is doing now. To get through it, to survive and be responsible in a good way for everyone else.
You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.